So you know the names. Colin Mochrie, Brad Sherwood of Whose Line Is It Anyway fame are bringing their two-man show to Kitchener later this month for a big show called Asking for Trouble. In the show, Mochrie and Sherwood transform audience suggestions into an unpredictable evening of nonstop comedy gold. There's no scripts, there's no lifelines, and that's no problem. Joining us now to talk about the show, Colin Mochrie. Colin, welcome back to the Morning Zoom.
Thank you so much, Andy. Nice to be back.
So I kind of gave a synopsis of the show there, but I really can't do it justice. You, however, can. So what are audiences as we, just off the top here, what are the audiences in store for on November 25th with you and Brad Sherwood at Asking for Trouble?
We like to say it's a live version of Whose Line Is It Anyway, but without the dead weight. And you know who I'm talking about.
No. Name names, by all means. Name
sure,
names.
Absolutely. Ryan Stiles, Wayne Brady, come on.
They're the worst.
We've been seeing them for years. Every scene starts with a suggestion from the audience. We have audience members on stage with us for about 50% of the game. It's even more interactive than the TV show. It's just goofy fun for 2 hours.
So, you touched on Whose Line Is It there. I'm always amazed, and I've dipped my toe into improv. My biggest fear, and it's probably something anyone watching improv thinks as well, what happens if they've got nothing? Like, what happens if you just draw a blank? Do you ever draw a blank? What's the process like for you that ensures that you've always got something, no matter what the audience suggestion?
There's two things. First of all, I'm never alone on stage, so if I'm not feeling on top of it, then that's when I kind of step back a little and then support Brad, and hopefully he has an idea. But there's also a thing where everything I say is right. So even if I have no idea what's going on, if I just seem committed, that can get me going for a little while till I can find my footing again.
It's the old kind of, what's it, the yes and, right? You just agree with somebody and then you add to it?
Yeah, that's it. It's everything we don't do in life.
We're talking to Colin Mochrie. Colin's got a big show in Kitchener coming up, Asking for Trouble, on November 25th with Brad Sherwood. Talk to us about your relationship with Brad Sherwood. You guys go way back in the Whose Line Is It day. Now, I can't remember if he did the British version with you or not, but you've done plenty of projects together. What's Brad like to work with?
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, we have known each other for 35 years now. And I guess we met on a show my wife was doing in L.A. And we have sort of a sibling relationship where he's the young, annoying one. I'm the mature one trying to help him through life. He's very detail-oriented. So all the things I never think about on tour, he looks at and he worries about and figures it. And I'm basically there to make sure he doesn't have a stroke. So it's the perfect relationship. He gets all worked up, does all the work, and I just kind of glide through.
He's the yin to your yang, Colin.
Exactly.
Something that I've noticed, and we're going to take a little bit of a turn here, Colin. Something that I've noticed with basically, you know, every brand of entertainment, it's hard to avoid politics in 2025, and I'm not sure if that's what everyone wants or not, but politics, tough to ignore. Do you and Brad, do you dip your toe into it in any way, or if not, how do you avoid politics? Because it can be so divisive.
Yeah, we found a simple way of doing it. At the top of the show, we say we don't take any suggestions on politics.
Love that.
And the audience seems to react to that well, because we found, and it started during the Bush administration, if we did anything even slightly partisan, the audience divided. And we realized, you know, if you're going to a Jon Stewart or a Lewis Black, you know what you're getting. That's yeah. What you're going for. With us, it's just goofy. And, you know, our hard-hitting political satire consists of, you know what, he's dumb. So it doesn't really help anyone. We just stay with the goofy.
You know, that's something that we had Jay Leno on the show a couple months ago, and he had a big show at a Casino Rama, and he said the exact same thing. He avoids politics because it just doesn't help. The audience just wants to laugh. They want to get away from all that heavy stuff that they have to deal with in their everyday life, and they just want to laugh. And I think that's what your audiences are going to be in store for on November 25th with you and Brad. I think it's going to be a show where the audience can just, you know, forget about all the world's problems for a couple hours and enjoy a night out.
Yeah, and that was sort of the Whose Line brand. It was like for, you know, a half hour, there was nothing else. You were just laughing at four goofs doing whatever. And that's our strength, and that's what we're going with.
The show is called Asking for Trouble. It's November 25th at the Center in the Square in Kitchener. Colin Mochrie, Brad Sherwood. Going to be a fantastic show. Colin, thank you so much for joining the Morning Zoom this morning.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.